here's how serious water concerns in the West are right now. The water level at Lake Mead, outside of Las Vegas, is the lowest it's ever been. Lake Mead is the largest reservoir in the country, and it provides water to Arizona, California, Nevada, and Mexico, too. And right now, it's only about one-third full. And if the water level doesn't rise above a certain threshold by the end of the year, that would trigger a water shortage declaration with some major consequences. Dave White is a professor at the School of Community Resources and Development at Arizona State. He's also director of the university's Decision Center for a Desert City, and he joins us from Phoenix. Dave, welcome.
Thank you for having me, Meghna.
First of all, I wonder if you could just describe how significant a water source Lake Mead is for the region.
Lake Mead, together with Lake Powell, the two major storage reservoirs on the Colorado River system, are absolutely essential to the social, economic, and environmental vitality of the entire western United States. Together, the reservoirs and the Colorado River system provide at least part of the drinking water supply to nearly 40 million people in the western United States, produce millions of megawatt hours of energy production, provide habitat for threatened and endangered species, and produce a tremendous agricultural crop, particularly during the winter months.
Mm. So another way of putting it is that life as we know it in much of the western United States wouldn't be possible without Lake Mead, the Hoover Dam, and Lake Powell.
Exactly. Yeah, these resources have been critical to the development of the Western United States, and they really are very significant, both engineering as well as political achievements that have supported the economic growth in the region over the last several decades.
Mm. So let's talk about why the lake is so low right now. What are the major factors contributing to this?
Yes, the lake is approximately 37% of its capacity right now, and the major contributing factors include a significant drought that has lasted more than a decade and a half in the western United States. Your listeners may be aware of the very acute and severe drought that California has faced over the last 4 years, while the region at large has been in and out of drought conditions for about the last 16 years. And so the levels of the reservoirs have been declining over that time. The levels have been declining also because of the increased demand and the deficit between our annual demands and our available supplies. And finally, we have the signal of climate change, mm-hmm. which is causing increased temperature and decreased surface water supplies into the system. So these three factors are the explanation for the reason for the low lake levels at this time.
So given the three factors that you just mentioned, it seems as if some long-term decisions have to be made regarding how the water from Lake Mead is managed. I mean, I want to talk about that in a second, but let's focus on the short term. Will there need to be water restrictions put in place, given the fact that it's only a third full?
Well, there are a couple of possibilities. One is that the federal government, through the Secretary of the Interior, would declare an official shortage on the Colorado River system. If that were to occur, that would initiate rules that were agreed to by the states that share in the apportionment of that water. Those rules would require curtailment of the supplies or deliveries of the water, particularly to the lower basin states, Arizona, most notably. So we could see restrictions in the deliveries of water as early as January of 2017, although that is looking less likely. We are almost certain to see those restrictions unless major interventions are achieved by January of 2018.
Have such restrictions ever been put in place before?
No, we've not reduced the deliveries of Colorado River water to the states since the creation of the reservoirs and since the deliveries of those reservoirs. The states, in the midst of the last major period of drought in the early 2000s, agreed to a set of guidelines which specify what would be the restrictions to the states in the event that the reservoir levels drop below a critical threshold on January 1st.
Okay. Well, let's say that that does happen. I mean, we don't know yet for sure. But if it did and the restrictions were put into place about the amount of water that could come out of Lake Mead, what would that look like? What effect would that have on the states that rely on the water?
The principal effect for Arizona would be a reduction in deliveries of water from the Colorado River system through what's called the Central Arizona Project Canal. The Cap Canal delivers the water from the river across the desert through to the major urban areas of Phoenix and down to Tucson. In the event of a shortage declaration, the first cut would be to what are known as excess water rights, which would affect mostly Arizona's central Arizona agriculture, as well as some American Indian water rights. And so those first cuts are actually already planned for and would have very little to no effect on the municipal users in the state.
And in the longer term, would municipal users begin to feel an effect?
In the longer term, they would if the lake levels continue to drop. There are different critical thresholds in terms of elevation above sea level that are identified, starting with 1,075 feet. But as those lake levels continue to drop, the cuts to the state in Arizona would affect not only the agricultural users, but eventually municipal and industrial users. Mm. Now, fortunately, the states are not waiting around for a declaration to occur. The leaders of the states of Arizona, Nevada, and California are involved in deliberations right now and discussions to enact voluntary curtailments in advance of any federal government declaration to ensure that we conserve water in the lower basin and maintain those lake levels above the critical thresholds. And so it's this voluntary leadership, and the states deserve credit for engaging in these dialogues ahead of the crisis point.
Right. You actually anticipated what was going to be my next question, because I was going to ask you if the states are showing the ability to work together on this water management issue, because water can be such a contentious issue, not just between the federal government and individual states, but between states themselves and, of course, states and landowners, farmers, and cities, towns. It's never straightforward in terms of how to bring all the stakeholders together.
Right. It's a very complex suite of players and stakeholders, as you mentioned. We have seen an uptick in the last several years in the voluntary and collaborative approaches that involve the water institutions. So the current discussions among the states is one example. Another example is something called the Colorado River System Conservation Pilot Program, which is led by the Bureau of Reclamation and includes funding from some of the major players, including Denver Water, the Central Arizona Project, the Metropolitan Water District in Los Angeles, the Southern Nevada Water Authority, which manages Las Vegas supplies. And these agencies have together pooled their resources to be able to fund projects that engage in conservation and then retain the conserved water into the reservoirs. So this is an example of another collaborative and institutional approach. We've been focused predominantly in the last 100 years on engineering approaches to water resources management. And clearly the next generation of solutions are related to the way that we manage demand and the way that we manage our institutions.
Mm. Well, finally, Professor White, I'm thinking back to the group of challenges or reasons why you said that the level at Lake Mead is as low as it is. And of course, the one that's of longest term concern is climate change. And given the fact that it doesn't seem as if any trend regarding a warming planet is going to change anytime soon, what's your long-term prognosis for the overall water level in Lake Mead?
Well, climate change presents a significant challenge to the long-term water sustainability in our region. Fortunately, we have a variety of strategies that allow us to adapt to that changing climate. These include managing demand through smart conservation-based incentives, technology, and pricing, expanding reuse and recycling of reclaimed water, examining the possibilities of desalination, fostering more innovative and adaptive water institutions, and focusing our water decision-making on maximizing the economic and quality of life benefits of every gallon of water invested. So it will take all of these solutions in concert to be able to sustain the vitality of the region in the face of not only our existing short-term challenges, but the long-term challenges associated with the impacts of global climate change.
Well, Dave White is a professor at the School of Community Resources and Development at Arizona State University. He's also director of the university's Decision Center for a Desert City. Dave White, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you, Magna. It was a pleasure.